Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland. Here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Our studio lines are open as always. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us at 316-869-1330. Give us a call. Dave will answer the phone. Tonight, we've got a heck of a lineup for you this evening. We're going to talk with President Trump's senior economic advisor, Stephen Moore. He is a member of the President's Economic Task Force, a former member of the Wall Street Journal Editorial Board, a senior economics contributor for FreedomWorks, the founder of the Club for Growth, and he advised Herman Cain's 2012 presidential campaign and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. I guarantee you will recognize his voice. We've been trying for a while to get him on the show. Thrilled to have him join us this evening. Dan Eberhardt, CEO of Canary LLC, a Denver-based drilling services company, is going to tell us how the U.S. is achieving energy dominance by cutting regulations, simplifying permitting, and encouraging private investment in energy infrastructure. We're going to talk with Senator Ty Masterson, who is likely and hopefully, cross your fingers, will be the next Senate president. He's going to join us to discuss the new look of the Kansas Senate after last Tuesday's primaries. Andy Puzder, who was nominated by President Trump to serve as U.S. Labor Secretary and is the former chief executive officer of CKE Restaurants, is going to tell us why Joe Biden is going around trying to blame Donald Trump for the economic impact of the China coronavirus. Now, I say going around, he's sitting in his basement trying to do this, but Biden is still trying to do this. Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall is going to join us to talk about his plans moving forward onto the general election campaign against liberal Barbara Beaulieu. And Michael Austin from KPI will try and explain why KDHE Secretary Lee Norman has been lying to Kansans by manipulating COVID-19 numbers in order to fit the governor's political agenda regarding face masks. And we're going to finish our abbreviated conversation from last Sunday with attorney Ryan Kriegshauser. He and his organization have been trying to expose the anonymous bureaucrat named Bill in the governor's office, who is apparently the one guy out there determining what businesses are essential. We kind of got cut off for time last week. We're going to talk to Ryan tonight because I want to get this story out there. I want to expose Bill. So hopefully we'll talk to Ryan tonight, get a little more information out so you can find out a little bit more about Bill, because Lord knows the mainstream media is not going to do this. The election We mentioned it earlier, the election Tuesday was very significant. Thank you. Thank you to the Republicans who went out and voted. Last Tuesday, conservative challengers beat six liberal, quote-unquote, moderate senators in Johnson County, Salina, Great Bend, Butler County, and elsewhere. It was a sweep. I mean, it was phenomenal results. In the House, four seats flipped conservative as well, including J.C. Moore in the 93rd. Thank you very much for that. That was a Pyrrhic victory, but it was great. It was a wonderful victory. A few things seem clear. Medicaid expansion is dead. There will be no tax increases for the next 2 years. And the budget is going to be balanced by adjusting spending, which is the way it should be done. And the Value of Them Both amendment should pass if they bring it up. So, I mean, it was a great night for the Republican Party and a great night for conservatism. Nearly 400,000 Republicans voted in the primary election, while only 180,000 Democrats voted. So that should tell you that who's motivated, whose base is fired up. But it also doesn't show, you know, that the silent majority is complacent. We're fired up. We're ready. But a bad November could change everything. We cannot afford to get complacent. You know, Kobach, Hamilton, Lindstrom voters, for example, must unite behind Congressman Marshall, who we'll have on the show here in a little while. Garrison voters need to get out and support Michael O'Donnell if we don't want another Lacey Cruz on the county commission. We have to hold on to House seats like Cheryl Helmer's and Ron Howard's. And Republicans have some opportunities to continue the gains in November as well. We can win the House seats formerly held by Mini-Mayor Whipple and Jim Ward. We can win seats currently held by Elizabeth Bishop and Tim Hodge. Imagine what kind of a conservative Republican agenda we could pass if we could win two, three, or four Democrat seats on top of our primary wins. In order to do this, we need to unite as a Republican Party. We need to volunteer and donate our time and our money if we can afford it. Voters made it clear that they support candidates who stand for the Constitution and lower taxes, who will fight to defend life and the right to self-defense, and oppose socialized medicine. Now, let's keep that momentum going through the November 3rd general election. Ulysses S. Grant once said, quote, "There are but two parties now, traitors and patriots, and I want hereafter to be ranked with the latter, and I trust the stronger party." That was accurate during the Civil War. It's still accurate today. We have the advantage, folks. A recent poll showed that Governor Kelly's approval ratings had dropped a whopping 18 points in recent weeks. People of Kansas do not want to be talked down to. They don't want the nanny state mandating how we live our lives. And yet the mayor and the governor continue to think they know better than we do. And that's right. The little authoritarian down at City Hall is at it again. Brandon Whipple plans to ask the city council this week to extend the city's illegal mask ordinance. We've also heard the little autocrat isn't happy with the fact that the WPD hasn't issued any fines for noncompliance. So the follically challenged potentate has decided he wants increased enforcement of the ordinance. Now keep in mind, folks, the county already has a mask mandate in place, so the city's ordinance is redundant anyway. But Warlord Whipple likes having his own rules to enforce. Folks, if you voted for Cindy Claycom, she's up for re-election next year. Becky Tuttle, not long after that. These two Republicans voted with Whipple and Johnson to enact this asinine ordinance in the first place. You might want to remind them we live in a free society, not a dictatorship. Look, folks, it's not so much that I don't trust the science behind masks. It's that I don't trust the authoritarians manipulating and mandating the science. To suggest that individuals be forced into something so personal as covering their own faces indefinitely under the guise of protecting other people is a huge, dramatic change in the relationship between the government and the citizen. We deserve hearings. We deserve answers. We have rights. Just because we're in the middle of a pandemic doesn't mean Brandon Whipple can declare himself Caesar. We are citizens, not subjects. Just because this virus came from China doesn't mean the politicians can use it as a pretext to turn us into China. The trope of just shut up and wear a mask is not science, ordered liberty, or constitutional governments. It's what they do in North Korea. The suggestion that this is needed to protect others raises the obvious question. If me not wearing a mask transmits the virus to others who are wearing a mask, then is that not an admission that masks do not work to stop a respiratory virus that is so microscopic it gets through the mask? It makes no sense to suggest it doesn't penetrate the transmitter's mask from inside out, from outside in. Come on! How can mask wearing work when everyone just stores them in their pockets to collect bacteria? Mask wearing in all of the major cities, from Los Angeles to Miami to New York, has been in place and followed by pressure and community shaming for months. Compliance in most of these places has been off the charts, according to the New York Times. Yet the virus is still spreading more than before the mandates. We need real debate on the effectiveness of masks, the types of masks, the situations in which they're worn, the duration of time, the benchmarks that need to be met before, and how to measure effectiveness, and the process for promulgating these rules. We are no longer 24 hours into an emergency. We are 4 months into this virus, and it's time to function like the representative republic we are. To this day, there has never been a clinical study with randomized controlled trials in non-healthcare settings that vouch for the effectiveness of universal mask wearing in public. All we have so far are anecdotes and laboratory filtration studies, not real human-to-human studies. Thus, we are told we're not allowed to breathe free air without a mask. No studies allowed. Boss Whipple's rules. No votes, no hearings, no debates, no studies, no time limits, no performance best marks, no questions asked. Shut up and cover your mouth indefinitely, and don't you dare express an opposing view or else. The question we must ask ourselves is this. If our government can now mandate such a personal and disruptive lifestyle change to our bodies with assertions that contradict their own long-standing evidence from just a few months ago, and with so many unanswered questions, what else can they do with us without presenting evidence or a transparent and democratic debate? It appears that my body, my choice only applies to murdering babies. Anyone who knowingly gives away the authority of the people to govern themselves needs to be voted out of office at the earliest opportunity. Let's keep that in mind come November 3rd. Coming up after the break, Andy Puzder from Chief Executive Officer of CKE will tell us why Joe Biden's trying to blame Trump for the economic impact of the China coronavirus. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.